Okay, so what we're discussing here in the Megillah, the context of this Perek Beis, in the middle of Perek Beis, is that the process of Esther getting ready for her appearance before Achashverosh in choosing a Malka, and the Gra, the Mahalach of the Gra that we've been learned that we learned last year, we got in touch with it, but the Mahalach that we're going to see is that every Prat in the Megillah is not a storyline. There is no story over here. I'm not trying to say story and interesting details and everything like that. Every detail of the Megillah is to be marbe in the nes. Every detail of the Megillah is there to explain how, through this detail, to have a greater appreciation of the nes. That is the purpose of of every detail as it comes along. So the Gra goes on this pasuk. Tezvav, Pasuk Tezvav, that it finally came her turn. Ubeagia tor Esther bas Avichayel doig Mordechai, asher lo kach loy lavas. So when it came Esther's turn, lo vayel amelach loy biksha davar. She didn't ask for any jewelry or anything like that. Kiyem Esther shayyumar, hey guys, here's a melach shomer anoshim. Whatever she was told to put on, she put on. Matias to nurse his chain beinik kareh, and yet she had a chain. And yet she had a chain. So first of all, the Gra says that whenever you see a long list of yichus, it's because the person's a tzaddik and they've been misyachis to a tzaddik, and that's why he lists this whole bas avichal dor morach, etc. Now it says loy biksha davar. She didn't ask for any additional makeup or anything. What's the point of telling us that? So if the Gra over here on loy biksha davar bezois mar lano akosav. Through this, we're told goydel ayin sa. How much she didn't want to be taken. Shekol Sha'a Haisa Bitzar al Zeh. That even at the beginning she was Bitzar. But Tehi Esther Noises Chain. So the girl says, you ever heard the Medrash? Who didn't hear the Medrash? That Esther was green? Green, yeah? So was green. What?
Mara says that. Kids can see she was green.
Yeah, she they mounted to make her green.
It's a frick to grow, but it says that she was nice as chayin, b'ini koreya. So she had chayin or she was green? So the grow asks this question that everyone has. So the grow says, ki afa pishay se mitzta eretz tamid, v'nasis yirak rukis
machmazeh.
She was really beautiful, Batsa. But she was stressed out from wanting to, from being scared of being taken by the king. So that stress itself caused her to turn into this discoloration. Even throughout the stress and throughout the tsar, so what do you mean, Chayin? She was really ugly, but Hashem made everyone think she was beautiful? Because she was taka beautiful. Nor she would have looked ugly because of the outside stress and tsar that she put on herself. It would have made her look faint of heart. On that, Hashem took away that problem and left her with the chayin that she really had. Okay, so the Chut Shel Chesed was there to cover over the Yirak Rukis that was coming to cover over the real beauty. Okay, Nupshat in this green thing.
It's an English expression when a person's so sick, they look green. It's not an anxiety. They say,
sick, they're throwing up in the sick room.
Or you look green. Don't mean you're very sick, but.
Yeah. But the point is that which is true, by the way. People, Pasha, don't look themselves when they are emotionally ill. Even if they're health-wise, they're health, but it's noticeable on them. And then they don't look themselves, they don't look attractive, they look down and whatever. So the chesed, the chut shel chesed, was to bring her back up to take away that tzar. Okay? Nice touch in the pasuk. Fight. Vatilakach.
Sorry, was that she'd be
taken to the king? Vatilakach Esther. Vatilakach is a very strong word. Vatilakach, like she was taken mamish against her will. Elamelech Achashverosh Beis Malchusai. Bachodesh Asiri. Hu Chodesh Teves. Vishnas Sheva Lamalchai. So a lot of details here. We have to understand what's the purpose of all these details. Who cares that it was in Teves? Who cares that it was the seventh year of his Malchus? Zuck the grow. Vatilakach, first of all, it was an Oynes Gadol. It was an Oynes Gadol. That means, don't just think that the Oynes was later when she had to be intimate with Achashverosh. No. The Tsar was now already. The Tsar was now when she was taken in the first place. Hu Chodesh Teves. Telling us this Teves is a very crucial part of the story. You see the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu from that. Why? Hashem makes everything happen. Where she goes, one of the Gemara says that the Sarisei HaMelech were basically says miyum shabas zu l'ra'inu shena b'ainenu. Right? That's what Mar says. What does that mean exactly?
I'm sure she's always thirsty, but there's marabit tashmish so they can constantly bring in water.
Right. So basically, because the nights were long, he ended up spending more time with her. The Tevis is the longest nights of the year.
Also bad,
so maybe they got sick and tired of him and they wanted to kill him. So the whole story of Bix and Maseresh happened because it was Tevis. So Mamela, this is part of the Gedula of the Seabois. And Hashem made a dafka happen, Bishas Tevis, that Bix and Maseresh and all that would get annoyed at him. So Bishas Shevel Malchusai, Umar Lono Bazel, what's the deal with the seventh year of Malchusai? Why is that important? Shaisa Esther Matmenes Atzma Shloisha Shanim, that Esther was hiding herself for 3 years because that means what the pasuk is telling me is that it took 4 years to find Esther. That means that it's to be Magdal the Nates. During that 4 year period, Achashverosh couldn't find anybody except. Finally, 4 years later, Esther.
Right.
Well, it's a long time. He really bossed Achav Shnel Machusa, Valkay, not Loisa Vishnas, Sheish Viewed Base Chodeshim, Meskatechis, Lachim Bavishna Sheva. So she was hiding for 3 years. They grabbed her in the sixth year and it took her 12 years of jewelry and whatever. And Mamela, it was the seventh year of the Machus. But you see that she was successfully hiding for 3 years.
Also, the whole Xera didn't happen until then.
I mean, Xera.
Xera didn't happen until Esther was taken.
Right. She's saying she's the delay.
Saying the Refua happened. Hashem waited until the Xera. They waited until the Meshed a long time ago. The Xera didn't happen until right before.
Right. Okay, so Vayter Vayev HaMelech Esther Mikol HaNoshim. He loved Esther, Vatisachin Chesed Lafon of Mikol Besulis. And she had Chin and Chesed. Vayosim Chesed Malchus Broshim Vayamelech HaTachas Vashmi. Zach the Grub, Pirish, Kilo Besula Shaykh Talano VeChasuda. Lachin Shaykh Lom Chin VeChesed Mikol Besulis. So when you're comparing her to Besulis, you say she has Chin and Chesed. Like we say, Kal Noe VeChasuda. That's Chesed and Noe is Chin. So it's comparing her to the Nashim. It says, what did he have? What did she have more than the Nashim? Yeah, he had Avatar more than the Nashim. There's no chiddush that he had Chayin v'Chesed more than the Nashim. Because you don't talk about Nashim in the context of Chayin v'Chesed. The married women are Geder Ahava. And the Besulais are Geder Chayin v'Chesed. It's a very important point. Before a person has a relationship with somebody. So the only thing he sees when the kala is the kala, he doesn't have ava to the kala. There's no ava to a kala until after they're married. So what does he see in the kala? Chein v'chesed. It's called a noa v'chesuda. She looks nice. There's a chein there and whatever. So when you compare, right? But the wife, once they're married, so what stands out is not the chein v'chesed. Okay, that doesn't stand out anymore as much because he's used to that or whatever. What builds more, what gets more with the time is not the chein v'chesed. What builds more with the time is the ahava. So that's what he's explaining the pasuk, very geshmak meduyik in the pasuk. Compared to his wives, he had ahava to Esther. Compared to the other besulais, he had chein v'chesed on her more. That's the barometer to which to measure one clapping the other one. Right? Very meduyik in the pasuk.
So the yad of Melech is when he married, when he detached from her.
When he married her, I guess. Right. Once he married her, he had avatar. But he had chen v'chesed on her more than the other basulas. Layasam kesem malchus b'raisha appears take if some hakesem b'raisha v'lahimten shamim tzadnamizans. Can we believe Hashem namizim? So what's the point of saying that he put a kesem malchus b'raisha? What's Chazal? What's the pasuk saying with that? The pasuk saying is that you could have thought that maybe he would be in this whole comparative mode. You know, okay, pick you, this month's winner, but next month we're going to run another contest and we'll see who wins between the 2 months. No, no. Once he saw Esther, contest was over, and that's it. He withdrew the entire contest, which the guy was doing this for 3 years, right? So. He was think he's just an indecisive guy.
Right.
So you think that no, he found Esther. That's it. Close the deal.
He's also Rashiel is one of the most beautiful people that ever lived. I also made me fun of somebody in that.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So
really, what's taking him so long is that's the whole point. Is that Hashem made it that he has to live faster, obviously. To replace Vashti, he couldn't do it until he found Esther. So another point of Tachas Vashti is that even in the Yichus, he treated her like Vashti. Even though the Yichus was very schwach when it came to Esther, she didn't even know who her parents were. She didn't know anything about her Yichus, so she didn't reveal it, for sure not. And Vashti had an excellent Yichus. As a matter of fact, the entire Malchus of Achashverosh was based on the Yichus of Vashti. But he still took her Tachas Vashti. Okay? All right, fine. So, you have a spare one of those?
It's not mine.
Okay, everybody, I'll stop here. I'll go tomorrow night.
Thanks.